Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Another turkey flock in County Monaghan was infected with avian flu last week, and it's the second farm here to be hit with the outbreak. Flock owners are also being urged to remain vigilant in looking for any signs of avian flu in their birds and to continue to adhere to all regulations introduced to combat the spread of the disease. And this comes at a time when all businesses are facing cost of living pressures and rising prices. Well, we wanted to chat to some people in the industry to hear how all of this is having an impact during what should be a very busy time of year for their industry. I'm joined on the line by James Stokes, who's owner of Freeway Poultry in Limerick, Robbie Fitzsimmons, owner of East Ferry Poultry Farm in Middleton in Cork, and Bernice Renahan, a poultry farmer from Monaghan. You're all very welcome. And just to explain to our listeners, the lines might be a little bit shaky here because all of our guests for this next piece are out, as you would expect, working on their farms. Bernice, I'm going to start with yourself. You're based in Monaghan. Is it a difficult time? Is it very worrying time for you there at the minute?
Morning, Claire. Yes, it is, absolutely. Look, with, as you mentioned there on your starter notes, that yes, there was another case of avian flu last week, and very, very worrying, especially in times of energy crisis and costs going up. Very worried. I know all farmers in our region are extremely worried. It's a very, very stressful time too. Mm-hmm. It's a busy time of the year, like you say, you know, and we as farmers are always on the, always making sure that our flocks are reared to the best and highest standard, and we want to ensure that this disease doesn't come into our premises.
And how are you doing that, Bernice? How are you keeping the chickens safe?
Extra biosecurity, making sure that our concretes are clean, limiting access onto the farm, only essential personnel come in. Feed deliveries or gas, and that, and keeping it to a minimum, only ourselves going to the houses, and that's it at the minute.
Mm-hmm. You know, and are you seeing any signs that all this talk about avian flu is putting people off poultry?
No, to be honest, I can't say that, Claire. No, I don't think so. But I think our customers out there know that our chickens are reared to the highest standard. I know that that every farm has taken every precaution necessary. You know, so I can't say that they are.
Mm-hmm. And we've also heard talk, particularly in the UK, talk of an egg shortage and some supermarkets limiting the amount of eggs that any one customer can buy. Do we need to think about that here?
In the short term, no, but maybe in the long term, yes. I suppose it's back down to the egg farmers getting a fair price for their eggs. And again, it's coming back to the supermarkets. To be fair, to hand back those price increases to the egg farmers and to the poultry farmers.
All right, Bernice. Go ahead. Yeah.
And I think you'll see that there isn't an egg shortage there at all. I just think it's just a lack of handing back what the farmers are entitled to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Robbie Fitzsimmons, as I said, is with us too, East Ferry Poultry Farm in Middleton. And Robbie, you're focused on turkey production this time of the year. Is that right?
Yeah. Good morning, Claire, and to all your listeners. I'm a turkey farmer, yeah. Look, we're in lockdown, turkeys are inside. Now, naturally, our turkeys would be inside this time of year. They do finish fattening them for Christmas. It's a stressful time, no doubt about it. Look, there's a lot of investment. There's massive feed increase in price, gas, packaging, all these lists of that every other business has.
Mm-hmm.
We find, I suppose, that the most stressful thing for us is that we see some supermarkets, like has been commented already, advertising turkeys at $9.99. Our day old cost €7.50. It's setting a bad precedent for what we do and the expenses incurred in producing it.
So you're selling at 50, are you? Or
we sell it and try and make a margin.
Yeah.
But we've leading supermarkets on national television advertising turkeys at $9.99,
and
which is not real.
That can't be done, you're saying?
No, it can't be done. And where's the food ombudsman? And where's the regulator? Like, we produce a very high quality product and have done for generations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my great grandmother hatched turkeys with oil fired incubators. My mother, my late mother, she dry plucked turkeys and took them to local markets and sold them.
And do you see it as a viable business that you're going to pass on now to the next generation?
I don't think so, no. Sadly, no.
Really?
No, there's no point. I could have named in Cork County 25 years ago when I was a child 40, 50, 100 turkey producers. I can only name two or three now.
Mm-hmm.
We're over regulated. Nobody's helping us.
And
I
just want to ask you again about the avian flu precautions, because at the start there you were saying that the turkeys would be in anyway at this time of the year.
Yeah, well, my turkeys would be in now to fatten because they go for processing in the 10th to the 15th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've been in earlier than before. And that creates other problems with more bedding, and we're in now to them more than we should be with extra bedding and stuff like that. And with this avian flu, everybody is cautious. It's a major threat to the poultry industry.
So is the avian flu making any difference to you, though, in what you're doing now?
It did earlier on because the turkeys had to be locked up, and when they're outside in the green fields, they don't take as much bedding. We have a little less expense.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in now to them as much. Whereas when they're locked up that bit earlier, we have to bed them more, and going in now to them is a threat.
Right, so you
I'm
have
on
to
the
be
coastline
careful.
Here in East Surrey with natural wild birds and migratory birds, so I'm in a vulnerable part of the country.
So you have to watch out for the wild birds and make sure there's nothing being transferred into
so,
the...
Yeah.
James Stokes is owner of Freeway Poultry in Limerick. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Claire.
So what size of an operation do you have? How many people do you have working there?
There's a lot of us in the family that worked already, and we've three extra people that help us as well.
Mm-hmm.
The poultry industry is already under very fierce pressure due to rising costs that every other business already has with packaging, diesel, everything like that, gas. But you also have feed, which would be our biggest cost at the end of the year with feed, and that's almost doubled.
It's doubled, has it?
And now you've that coupled with a huge threat that every poultry farmer is worried about, which is the avian flu. Had a huge effect on what we do because we supply birds to small backyard flocks and farmers as well as producing free-range eggs, which means that we've had to restrict our travelling a lot. A lot of deliveries are postponed till the spring. People can still collect from our farm, but they have to do so at a distance. People have never been as aware of how diseases spread as they have with COVID the last couple of years.
Of course.
Everyone is really up to scratch with biosecurity, and they can understand why we have to do things we do at the moment.
Because James, if the worst happened and if avian flu was found there where you are at Freeway Poultry, that's wipeout, really, isn't it?
It'd be devastating. It would take an awful long time. Depends on, we do our very best to keep it off the farm, first of all, and also to make sure that if something does happen, it doesn't spread from one shed to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we do, we've even gone as far as washing, when the vans that do have to travel, we try not to travel, but if they have to travel, they are washed off-site before they come back. And then obviously only essential personnel or the other are allowed into the sheds. So we are doing the best that we can. So we are trying to raise awareness that everybody, whether you have two hens in the backyard or you have a farm with 2,000 hens, has a role to play in protecting the national flock. Everyone, it can spread from wild birds to a flock and it can travel like that. So everybody has a role to play in protecting the national flock from that point of view.
What can you tell me about eggs? I was saying there earlier about our neighbours in the UK that this is being blamed, the avian flu scare is being blamed for an egg shortage. Do you think we could see something similar happening here?
I do think that the measures, so the restrictions are put in place early. I can't see it being an issue in the short term. Could it be an issue going forward if it was to spread? Most definitely. But I can't see it at the moment. Obviously, what would be nice to see is if supermarkets could pass on that extra cost to the farmer, because the farmers haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be very important.
You sell the eggs, don't you, that you produce?
Yes, we do.
And are you seeing that it is very hard to produce those eggs, given what you're being paid for them?
And like I said, feed has almost doubled, and that was our biggest cost at the end of the year. I don't know what the percentage what it was, but it would have been significantly bigger than any other cost we have, which has doubled.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lucky in one factor. A lot of our eggs we sell direct to consumer. But it would be very, very hard for a farmer that's producing into a big supermarket to make a living out of it.
And James, your birds are all inside now too, aren't they? How do they like that?
We're relatively new to the poultry, to producing free-range eggs. So the houses that we have, because avian flu was an increasing threat the last couple of years, we were able to keep in mind the fact that the birds may need to be housed for periods of time. So they have extra enrichments that make it that little bit easier. They have a huge scratch area so that the birds can still perform natural behaviours without having to go outside.
Yeah.
But it's still not the same thing, but it's as close as we can get it.
Okay. All right. Well, look, Bernice Renahan in Monaghan, Robbie Fitzsimmons, East Ferry Poultry in Middleton in Cork, and James Stokes, Freeway Poultry in Limerick. Thank you all three for speaking to us. Now, we'll have more on China's anti-lockdown protests next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.